Hello everyone. Hi. So this is my this our talk with Lorena, and we're going to describe how we can investigate security incidents with forensic container checkpointing in Kubernetes environments. And this collaboration with my supervisors, Professor Drugo Bruno and Professor Wes Armour at university. I'm a PhD student in scientific computing, and Lorena is also a master's student in focusing on threat detection. And Adrian and Victoria are also here. This work is in part with done with the Kubernetes Checkpoint Restore Working Group. And if you have any questions, we will be happy to answer at the end. Okay, yeah, I'll try to speak up. Thanks. Lorena, do you want to introduce yourself and we can start?
Good morning. So in Kubernetes, most successful attacks are most invisible. And that's because instead of using common malwares, attackers rely on native tools or API like kubectls, bash, or Python. In addition, they often masquerade as legitimate workloads, for example, deploying normal looking pods. And also, the persistence is maintained in a native Kubernetes way, like daemon sets or cron jobs. So, long story short, the problem is that attackers behave like normal common Kubernetes users. And on the other side, traditional forensics systems assumes that the systems are stable, long-lived, and they could be observable after the fact. But Kubernetes breaks all these aspects because accessing nodes could be disruptive and difficult. So another aspect of classical forensics systems is that they are based on disk artifacts, but in Kubernetes attacks, usually they use live memory malware and runtime state. So we said that data are ephemeral and the forensics traditional ways doesn't work correctly. And also attackers knows that. So they designed cloud native and runtime focused malware lived in memory, and they used living off the land techniques, abusing the APIs native in Kubernetes and native tools like Bash or Python that they are trusted by the system. So they use also the RBAC misconfigurations and tokens abuse. We said that classical forensics doesn't work, but how can we detect these attacks? Detection is still available, of course, but the detection is just the first part of the security chain we know. So detection said, is something bad happen? Yes, probably, or no. But we have to know what happened, by whom, why, and what's the state of the system after the attack. So detection is just the initial part of the security team, but it's not enough because it's based on signals, so event-based on ephemeral data, and we need something persistent. That's because we need a way to do a complete investigation plan based on the state and durable artifacts. So we need snapshots.
Thank you, Lorena. So as Lorena mentioned, one of the problems in Kubernetes clusters is that container environments are ephemeral, so workloads start very quickly and disappear. And it's very difficult to preserve evidence during cybersecurity, during cyber attacks. So one of the solutions that we are exploring is how to create a snapshot of the container that can be used as digital evidence. Forensic readiness is essentially the approach where cluster administrators want to prepare, proactively prepare the environment so that it can capture evidence during cyber attacks, so that when a security incident is detected, the collection of snapshots of the containers can be fully automated. This is essentially complementary to the existing audit logging mechanisms that would, for example, capture the different events happening in Kubernetes and the different, for example, actions performed by the API server. So to understand the type of information we can essentially extract during essentially cyber attack, we have to understand what the different attackers can be. And there is a white paper published by the Cloud Native Foundation essentially describing the threat model that is commonly used in Kubernetes clusters. So in this case, we can have, for example, a malicious outsider. This is an attacker that would be using exposed APIs, for example, for a web application and trying to exploit, for example, known vulnerabilities. This type of attacker can gain, for example,